Hello, everyone, and welcome to So What Happens Next. I am one of your hosts, Thomas.
I'm Amber.
And this week, we are diving in to the jungles of Central America to hunt the most dangerous game of all time with Predator from 1987. Amber, how are you doing today?
Doing good.
Yeah, you ready to chat about, you know, we talked about the 90s last week. You ready to go further back and go to the 80s?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this one took place actually 10 years before the other one. So,
damn.
Yeah, I know. How the times changed.
Yeah, and they're vastly different.
So. Totally different. Thank God, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm really appreciating the change of style that we're doing as of late between Good Burger and this. It's a nice change from Star Wars. But yeah, we are going to be talking Predator from 1987. So if you're just joining us for the first time, we are So What Happens Next. Welcome. Thank you for coming. We are a podcast where myself and my lovely better half, Amber, as well as sometimes our dogs, we'll discuss a movie that we've never watched before. We try to guess the plot based on five things that I kind of just very superficially find from the internet. Make our own plots about it. Think, well, you know, what is it going to be about? We watch the movie. We come back to you. We give you our first thoughts and just what did we think of the movie. And then finally, we rate it and let you know if you should even waste your time and if we wasted ours. So this week, we're doing Predator, like I mentioned, the original one. Neither of us have ever seen this. Sometimes we do one movie where only one of us hasn't. But this week, neither of us have seen it. I feel almost ashamed to say that out loud because this is like such a popular film. We've seen Alien versus Predator. Well, I don't know. Amber, have you seen... You've seen other ones, right? Have you seen any of the other Predator movies?
You know, I think I've seen them, but I don't really... I remember snippets of them. So I remember the one with Adrian Brody.
Oh, okay. I think that's Predators.
Yeah. And then I remember the one with the black lady in Antarctica or something.
I think that one's Alien versus Predator.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that one is Alien. Yeah. So I've seen those two.
All right. I've seen the two Alien versus Predator movies, and I haven't seen that Adrian Brody movie, but I've seen the Predator, whatever, the one with the kid who has Asperger's or autism.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, that one's really weird. It's a strange movie. But I mean, it's also like, I don't know, everyone's like, oh, this movie's gonna stink, or this movie's garbage. I'm like, I don't know, it was just a dumb action movie. Like, it wasn't terrible, but at the same time, I don't know, like, those movies try to build up the lore of the Predators, and I have a feeling this one doesn't get that elaborate, but we'll see. So if you're ready, I got five things up on the board, so how about we go ahead and jump into those? All right, so number one, this movie I found in a random trivia thing. I do my best not to spoil this movie for myself, but it was based on a joke about Rocky IV. So if you're familiar with the Sylvester Stallone Rocky films, it's, you know, the boxer, Rocky Balboa, boxing. In the first one he fights...
Which I really thought Rocky was in this one.
I don't think Rocky is in this film, no. But...
Aww.
Carl Weathers is in this film, I believe, who is the first opponent that Rocky fights. I think if I recall my Rocky lore, I think it's Rocky 1 is Apollo Creed, Carl Weathers, and then Rocky 2, I want to say, is Mr. T.
But I pity the fool, and I will destroy any man.
At some point, in one of these movies, he fights a Russian guy, and I think that might have been 4. But the whole joke.
Never seen Rocky anything.
Rocky 1 is very good. It's a surprisingly good movie.
That's why when you say based on a joke about Rocky.
So I'll tell you the joke. The joke was that after Rocky 4, the only thing left on Earth for Rocky to fight would be a space alien. And then thus the Predator was born. Like,
it's actually good.
Like the idea being, I guess, that Rocky Balboa would fight this alien.
Damn, and he didn't. That.
Why, well, this movie is very different.
Why would you make a joke like that and then not have Rocky fight?
Why? Because, I don't know, like, someone was probably on coke and they just said, like, oh, man, next thing you know, Rocky's going to fight a fucking alien. Ah,
with
and then,
dreadlocks.
Like, with dreadlocks and, like, a weird pincer thingy. And he can turn invisible. But, yeah, so this was based on that joke. It was just kind of, like, a sort of what if Rocky fought a space alien. It obviously gets more elaborate because this movie, number two, is it was filmed in a Mexican jungle.
Yeah.
And it takes place in, like, I don't want to, like, split hairs, but, like, Mexico isn't Central America. So it takes place in Central America, but it was filmed in Mexico. So it's, like, in the jungle, though. Yeah. Like, this movie takes place in the jungle.
Okay.
Stars, the big notable person, of course, on the poster and who everyone's seen it, is none other than Arnold, get to the choppa. Schwarzenegger. he is jingling all the way in this film. And if I totally recall, he is on the poster in the whole weird IR thing. But yes, Arnold Schwarzenegger is the lead in this movie, along with others such as Carl Weathers and I believe the governor of Michigan at some point, Jesse Ventura. Governor Jesse Ventura. So that's kind of the cast. We're looking at kind of the bro, a team of bros, really, is what it sounds like. Number four, like I mentioned before, this one film sets up a long-running franchise that grand totals, with Prey included, 6 follow-up movies. So this plus 6, there's 7 fucking Predator movies. Unless you want to, again, split hairs and be like, AVP doesn't count, or each of those is only a half or whatever, but assuming counting those for one, there are 6 other movies that involve or are directly related to this fucking film. So that, to me, felt important to take into account simply because this must have been good. At least good enough to keep going for, Jesus, like 30 years.
I know,
almost.
It's still going.
Yeah, it's fucking wild. 35 years.
I mean, yeah, 50 years from now, we're still probably going to have,
still have fucking Predator.
Yeah.
Or at least 50 years from then, we'll still have fucking Predator. I bet you. Because we're closer to that, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
But finally, just to give you kind of an idea of how this went down, and I saw a couple of little tidbits, not that didn't spoil anything, but were really interesting, and we'll talk about them later. This movie was nominated, but I don't believe it won, for Best Visual Effects at the Oscars of that year it came out. Okay. So if you need a vibe of how much, I guess, effort went into this film, there you go. As far as special effects are concerned, this was like...
Oh, yeah. I'm sure, like, FX was like...
No
doubt.
Yeah.
Especially for the Predator.
Yeah. So, Amber, let's make a movie. What do you got for me for Predator 1987?
So... I'm definitely getting, like, a military vibe from this movie.
Okay.
And, you know, if it takes place in the jungle, I'm assuming it's, like, sort of like an undercover, like, special ops type of thing. So Arnold Schwarzenegger, along with, like, everybody else, is kind of in this, like, special ops group or team. And they've received... I guess maybe a distress call or something from a base that's in Mexico, or like from another team that was down in Mexico and then just disappeared.
Right.
So they have to kind of go down and kind of investigate, like, you know, what's going on. And that's when they run into this Predator and they basically have to, like, fight it off.
All right.
I assume it's just one Predator. So...
Yeah, I mean, I'd figure, right, it's like the alien approach. One in the first one, then maybe more in the sequels. Okay. How does it end?
Well, obviously, I think Arnold Schwarzenegger lives. Okay. Everybody else probably dies, or, like, there will probably be one woman that, like, lives because, or person that's not, like, super jacked.
Okay.
Because that's how it always
is. The Daniel Jackson character.
Yeah, Daniel Jackson character, like, that lives.
Yeah.
And... they do end up, like, killing the Predator, but not knowing that they're you know, obviously there's more. Right, just like, right. You know, there's like, oh, there's an alien, but there's always more.
Do you think, okay, that's a question I have for, especially some of these long-running franchises like Predator. Do you think this movie is, you know, last week we talked about, like, episodic TV.
Yeah.
Do you think that this movie is, like, it's nice and encapsulated, it's bookended to itself. Like, Predator starts and ends, it's over, it doesn't it's not intending to have a Predator 2, it just happened to have a Predator 2?
Yeah, I could see this one just being like, this is it. Like, oh yeah, we won the battle, like, you know.
It's over, we're good.
Yeah, it's over.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I think with the other ones, there's always, like, some type of follow-up.
Yeah, that hint of, like, oh, there's another...
Yeah.
Spoilers for Alien versus Predator, I'm pretty sure, like, the end of that one, the, like, Predator-Alien hybrid, like, bursts out of the chest, and that's how the movie ends. Okay. I like it. I kind of like the idea of this sort of special ops team. It's very reminiscent of Aliens, except you don't have, like, that Sigourney Weaver viewpoint. You just kind of have, like, from the military guy's perspective of, like, hey, something mysterious is going on. You know, we got a distress call from this other special ops team. We got to go down there and, like, finish the mission or whatever. Personally, and my knowledge of modern American interaction in Central America and, like, Mexico and Central America is somewhat limited, for sure. But I would hazard that this is, like, this, I would say this team is, like, down there, right, already. Like, they're, the, you know, Schwarzenegger and the gang are down there, and they're doing something, like, killing a drug dealer or like, a, you know, a cartel person.
Oh.
Or they're doing something, or, like, fighting, like, insurgents or something like that in a country. And then all of a sudden, like, they just, these insurgents and shit just start getting fucking wrecked. And, like, no one, it's not them. They're like, what the shit? And they can't tell what's going on. And I think, just based on the other Predator films I've seen, right, the three I've seen, the Predators are hunting for, like, a sport.
Yeah.
Like, they're not doing, like, survival. This isn't, like, they're not even, like, going to eat. They're doing this as it's, like, a ritualistic hunting thing, right?
Yeah, it's like a coming of age.
Right.
For a lot of the, I guess, younger ones.
At least in AVP, right? That was, like, their whole thing. So, I think that what this is, this Predator came to Earth, and he's like, I'm here to hunt the most dangerous game, mankind. And he he found these, you know, bro special ops guys who are clearly, you know, specimens of warriors or whatever for this planet, and he sees them doing this shit. He observes them killing these guys, and then he starts attacking strategically to, like, make sure they're trapped in the jungle. So, like, their helicopter's blown up, the cars are gone. Like, he basically traps them without a way of escape, and steadily starts trying to pick these people off. And I think maybe we'll start out with more. Like, I think we'll have maybe, like, just south of 10 people. Right? But, like, five of them are our main characters, and the other five are just kind of, like, cannon fodder. And I think, like, the Predator's going to be hunting these people down. He's going to be killing them, and they're steadily going to be realizing that, like, the thing that is hunting them is not one of these rebels or whatever, or drug dealers or whatever. It's... Or cartel. I can't really say drug dealers, but, like, it's not, like, a cartel person. It's not, like, a rebel. It's something else. And I think about maybe halfway through the movie, they figure out that it is, like, not... It's not, you know, some, like, Russian high-tech whatever. It's actually, like, an alien. And it boils down to maybe, like, three people at the end, including Schwarzenegger, like, kill the Predator and get away. 1987... I'd like to think you're right, that they're not teasing, like, a sequel, but I could always see it as, like, unless they, like, blow him up, like, unless they, like, get him on a landmine or something, I feel like there could be a bit where, like, the Predator's, like, laying on the ground bleeding out, and then he reaches and, like, pushes a button on his wrist to, like, signal his ship or something to come pick him up, you know, some little ditty. But, you know, it's the 80s, so maybe I'm just kind of transplanting, like, 2020s mentality there. But yeah, I think it's going to be, it's definitely more action, I think, than sci-fi. But I think it might have a little bit of horror. Because, I mean, one of the big things everybody knows is the Predator can turn fucking invisible. Yeah. Right? So, like, something that's hunting you and it's invisible. Like, that's kind of scary. Like, it's a little bit more
fearsome. I don't think it's going to be, like, horror, like, I don't know, horror has changed over the years. What was once considered horror is, like, not even close to what we have coming out right now. Yeah. Like, some of the stuff, like, is just, yeah, it's crazy. But, yeah, I think in terms of, like, back then, yeah, like, you're going to see people, like, fucking getting ripped up and
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to have, like, slasher film elements, like, slasher horror movie elements.
Yeah.
But, like, with action movie flair.
I mean, it's gonna be like Alien. Like, that was maybe like not Aliens. The first movie, but yeah, Aliens. It's gonna be like very actiony, but like still that element of, like, you know, with the alien.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think the bro macho stuff that's in Aliens, that's kind of like ironically done.
Yeah.
I think that's not gonna be ironic in this. I think that's just gonna be the characters.
Yeah, like, you don't like, have Arnold Schwarzenegger in a movie like just
right. Yeah, it's he's in a not tutu or he's something, not playing. Like, he's not playing Sigourney Weaver, who's just along for the ride and becomes a badass in the end. He's probably the head. He's the badass. Yeah, exactly. He's badass from beginning to end. And I think that's what this movie's going to do. Like, I think we'll be lucky if we have a Daniel Jackson character in this movie. For those of you unfamiliar, he is the archaeologist character in Stargate, both the film and the television series, who's kind of just the one not military guy. Alien or otherwise, he's just kind of there, and of course, you know, that fill in how you please, but I don't think we're gonna get a character like that. We're not gonna get the non-military guy. If we do, he's dead in the beginning. Like, he's gonna be like one of the first people to go, or he figures it out and then gets killed, that kind of thing. But yeah, so Amber, you all set to watch Predator?
Oh yes.
Oh yeah. So if you will give us just a few moments of your time as we go and take 1 hour and 47 minutes of our time. Damn, this movie's almost 2 hours long, huh?
No,
fucking A. Crazy. I feel like we didn't describe a 2-hour movie. But hey, who knows? Maybe we'll be enthralled as we go and watch Predator from 1987. And we are back. What a ride. So we just finished watching Predator from 1987. I think we got some stuff right, some stuff wrong. And I gotta be honest, here at the top of the second half, I liked it a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, it was just very, like, straightforward, to the point. There wasn't this weird, like, oh, like, here's this, like, surprise! You know how they, like, pull that lately in a lot of movies? It's just, like, adding extra layers.
Right, there's no, like, okay, end of Act 3, wait, here's an Act 4, and now the real climax. Like, oh, boy. A film by M. Night Shyamalan. Yeah, it was fine. It was straightforward, it was simple, but it was, like, entertaining the entire time, which was kind of cool. I also didn't realize that some very famous memes came from this film.
I know.
The whole Dylan, you son of a bitch, and like the arms clasp. Like, I didn't know that.
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
That meme template came from Predator. I was like, what the fuck? Like, that looks really familiar. What the hell? But yeah, so Amber, let's kind of talk about this movie. Give me an idea what the heck this was about.
So the first part, I actually really liked it. It reminded me a lot of, it reminded me of The Thing, where you see the spaceship crashing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was weird. I was not expecting, so like this movie opens, where it's like over Earth, it's like in space, and a spaceship like flies by Earth and drops something off and then zips away.
Yeah.
And like, from minute one, we were like, what? Like, wait, what? Because in my mind, I thought the movie was going to start in the next scene where they're like flying the helicopter into Central America and like landing or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where I thought the movie was going to start. But instead, it's like this weird, like, predator. And, like, the ship drops, like, poops a little capsule out. And you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like,
why is that? And it has that, like, alien element to it. Yeah. Just right away. And I was like, oh, okay, that's where we're going? Like,
I know. It felt way more sci-fi than I thought it was going to be. Yeah. Like, I was like, well, damn, okay.
I was ready for army, like.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, a macho hoorah army thing. And, like, an alien is just kind of there. Yeah. You know, like, that's what I thought. I thought it was going to be, like, America versus an alien.
Yeah, like that. I thought, like, Full Metal Jacket, but with aliens.
Right. And, like, it just, it wasn't. It was, it was definitely not what I was expecting. And I'm really happy with the result. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, Dutch, Arnold Schwarzenegger's character, they're part of, like, a rescue team.
Yeah.
And then Carl Weathers from Rocky. He played Apollo Creed in Rocky. He also was the, like, guild head, the bounty hunter guild head in Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember his name. It's probably a weird Star Wars name, but it's there.
This is the way.
He called them. I guess him and Dutch were buddies. And he's now in the CIA. And he's like, we need you to go help rescue this team that went down. I don't even know if they ever specify where the heck they are. They just say over the border. Like, they're in Central America somewhere, I think, but I don't know if they actually say where in Central America. They just say that they're going into another country.
Yeah, and to basically pick them up. They don't have, like, jurisdiction to go over there, or at least, like, the military doesn't, so they have to do this undercover.
Yeah, it sounds like an unfriendly country to the U.S.
Yeah.
And they're like,
cause problems if somebody, like, saw them, basically. Exactly.
So, like, you go in, you get the people out, and then come home. And as they're doing this, I mean, you get the first signs of the fucking predator where they find, like, the skin helicopter corpses. Team. Yeah. And they're all, like, flayed and skinned. And it's like,
you nasty.
Ooh. And they're all, I always thought it was weird, though, because I think it's more accurate. But, like, you know, in movies today, like, the macho, the military guys, they're always like, oh, man, poor soul, goddamn. And then they just, like, walk away from that. In this, they're like, oh, God. Like, they want to vomit. Like, one guy, I think, straight up does vomit when he sees one of the skinned people. And I'm like, okay. Like, yeah, that's pretty fucked up. Like, if I saw that, like, if I was, like, used to war and I, like, walked into a helicopter and I saw everybody hanging there skinned, I'd be like, what the fuck is that? Like, this is messed up as hell. What the fuck is going on? And yeah, I'd be a little sick to my stomach. But it starts getting a little suspicious. Carl Weathers over here is looking a little suspicious because there's some. They figure out that, like, not everybody on the helicopter was, because I think they said they're, like, diplomats or something.
Yeah.
But they're not. They were all, like, military folks.
Yeah.
And so they're kind of like, what the fuck is going on? And he's like, we just got to save the hostages, which are at the, like, rebel camp, I guess. There's, like, a rebel camp that they've come upon, and they're like, oh, that's the hostages, we gotta save them.
Yeah which they kill one of the hostages, so, which I was just like, is that the only one?
Because I didn't quite get that.
Yeah,
because I don't think there were any other hostages.
No, there wasn't. It was mostly these.
Oh no, call. It was to stop the, because they had the Russian. The Russians were working with them. Yeah,
like, there was just, it was basically the opposition, and they basically gunned them down in this scene. Like,
they just all out.
And Dutch is like, what the fuck? Like, this isn't what I signed up for. Because a couple of his men do get killed, actually, in the crossfire.
Oh, mate, do they? I thought everybody gets killed with the Predator.
I thought, like, a couple of men got killed, and then we were kind of left with, like, the remaining group. I'm not sure. But anyways, there's, like, a lot of bloodshed, and Dutch is like, you know, this is not what I signed up for. You need to tell me, like, what this actually is. Which then, Carl Weathers is just like, oh, yeah, we were trying to stop, like, a Soviet invasion.
Yeah, the Soviets were teaming up with the rebels to invade, and they were, like, supplying them, because they find a bunch of Russian stuff.
Yeah.
And so Carl Weathers finds this woman named Anna, who is, like, one of the rebels, and he, like, arrests her, takes her, I guess, is really the only way to put it. And he's like, I'm bringing her back to, I guess, like, as proof of this, like, to be like, hey, America, look, the Soviets are doing this thing. And so they kind of, like, take her captive, and they're told that they will not be getting picked up by the helicopter as long as they're in the country. So they have to walk because they get dropped off, like just over the border, they get dropped. And then they're like, okay, you now have to figure out a way out. So you have to hike kind of across the border. And I think, I don't know if they ever, I don't think they explicitly say this, but I got the vibe that it was like, oh, they were going to kind of burn them right there. Like they were just going to leave them for dead. Like they blew up the thing, they're done. Because like Arnold Schwarzenegger goes on a lot in the beginning about how like, oh, my guys are like a rescue team.
Yeah.
Like we're not like assassins. Yeah. And Carl Weathers is like, whoa, you wouldn't have done this mission if I didn't, you know, basically disguise it as this thing. And I'm like, yeah, no shit, because it's fucked up. Like, what the hell? I mean, I guess, cool, you stopped. Like, I think that's kind of another thing too, is like he stopped like this Russian invasion thing, but you, I don't know, you end up killing everybody, including yourself at that point. So, but that's spoilers for the rest of this movie. As they're walking away from the, they destroy the camp, they win, and everyone's walking away, and you finally start getting the shimmer of the invisible cloaked predator who's like looking at them, and he's like creepily like recording their voices and shit.
Yeah.
And we get that infrared vision of his, and he's like following them, stalking them and stuff like that. And I kind of like how this silently sets up like the movie, really. It's like he saw these guys be all super badass, right? They're a worthy prey.
Yeah.
Right? And he's like, yeah, I'm going to kill them. And that's it. Like then the rest of it is him stalking and hunting them.
Yeah, one by one.
And like they have to figure out how to not only stop him, but like I like how they actually learn about the predator as they go. Like there's the one scene where he kills I think it's Blaine. Like he kills Blaine and they're like, ah, this is like ridiculous. We gotta take, they take his body because he gets shot with like the cannon or something. And like they take his body and they're like, they set up this whole defensive hillside thing.
Yeah.
And the predator could have just come in and killed everybody, but instead it came in to take the trophy, Blaine's body, and leave. And it allowed like this pig to run interference while I think his name's Mac, like this character who's like really got some Vietnam PTSD.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's just going nuts, stabbing this pig to death. And it's just like they're all a little freaked out because they're like, what the fuck is this? They do that whole scene where they light up the forest and just kind of mow all the trees down with the guns.
Yeah.
That was the most macho fucking thing I've seen in a movie.
It was.
It was ridiculous.
Like, everybody just starts shooting and then they were like, oh, maybe we should stop. Like, did we get him?
Yeah, they're like, what were we shooting at? And he's just like, it killed him. The thing that killed him was over there. And they're like, oh, okay. Well, did we get him? And they're like, I don't know. Nothing could have survived that, but... You also have Anna figuring out that the blood is like a glow stick liquid.
Yeah.
And so she finds that out, and everyone else is like, oh, there's not even a drop of blood. But it's like, oh, but there is, because you don't look, you're not looking for people blood. You're looking for alien monster glow stick blood, and she's the smart one, you dumbos.
You fucking moron.
There's something out there. It's not human. Billy's like this Native American guy, it seems like, right?
Yeah, I think that's the implication.
And so both him and Anna are just like, yeah, this is like,
like
a demon or like the devil.
Yeah, because the character Poncho keeps asking Anna what happened.
Yeah.
And she keeps saying the forest came alive and killed the...
Hawkins.
Blaine Hawkins, whatever, someone. Yeah. And they're like, that doesn't make any sense. That just sounds like bullshit. And she's like, it just came alive and took him. I don't know what to say. And of course, it's all like in Spanish.
Yeah.
Because we do that classic thing where it's like the character that speaks Spanish all the time speaks Spanish, and then they're just kind of an asshole for speaking Spanish because they could have spoken English the entire time. Just seems like a really shitty trope. I don't like it.
Yeah.
But this movie does it. But yeah, so a lot of this movie is really just them trying to not die and get back to the chopper.
Get to the chopper!
Ultimately, the Predator kills everybody, and you get some cool kills, the spear that goes through one of them, I think, and then he rips out the skull and the spine of each of his prey, and he's storing them, you know, up in his treehouse they figure out that there's, like, you kind of see the predator. Like, he's invisible, but not quite invisible. Yeah. And that he's using the trees. And they try to get clever, and they almost catch him a couple times.
Yeah.
But eventually, it boils down to Dutch and Anna are the only people left alive, and they're not that far away from the chopper.
Yeah. Because, like, with Mac and Carl Weathers, yeah. that scene was, like...
That intense. Was cool. He, like, the predator, like, recorded Mac's voice.
Yeah.
Saying just the right thing, and he's like, over here, over here. And he, like, Carl Weathers goes over there, and at first you think, oh, it's the predator, but then it's actually Mac. Then he's like, I got it, I see it, and he sees it. And I think he gets a couple shots on it.
Yeah.
Before it runs, and then it tricks him with the voice, kills him, and then you get that creepy fucking... laugh because you recorded Billy laughing and he's just laughing at Carl Weathers and like fucking ends him or whatever because doesn't he like
he shoots him in the head
or the arm he cuts off his arm or shoots off his arm and Carl Weathers is dual wielding machine guns and he uses his other arm to start shooting and then I think doesn't he like blow his head off or something or it's something him or Mac like one of the two that get their heads
Mac is the one that gets his head blown off
because he catches him And it, but it does, like, the scene looks like he has head blown off, but then it's just, like, a hole in his head. Because he got to preserve the skull. So, Dutch has deduced that the only reason the Predator isn't trying to kill Anna specifically is because she doesn't have a weapon on her. Like, they never gave her a gun. So, his logic is, like, okay, well, if she can get back to the chopper, like, she won't get hunted. Yeah. She can just leave. It'll come after him.
Yeah.
So, he has her leave. And he has it, like, chase him into the woods, and he gets, like, in the water and realizes that it sees based on heat. And, like, he's all covered in mud, and he's looks cooler on the thermal, so he doesn't see him. And so he's like, oh. And so you get this cool, like, primitive kind of way of going about, like, fuck the machine guns and the artillery.
Yeah, like, crap. He starts to, like, make the spikes.
Yeah, he has, like, a giant bear trap thing going on. He's got a... classic Return of the Jedi log swing traps. He builds this like wicked bow and arrow that he tips with explosives. Oh, yeah. This shit's nuts. Like, this is like crazy. And it makes me kind of wonder. It's like, number one on our list of five things was that this movie was based on a joke about Rocky. And I'm kind of like, this is more like Rambo versus an alien. Yeah. Like, Rocky's not like, hey, I'm going to box this fucking predator. Like, he's not doing this. Like, it's more like if they were like, Rambo, we need you to fight him.
Out first blood. Like,
It's like if they're like, John Rambo, we need you to help us kill an alien. It's like, okay, I think I could do that. Like, and he goes and he fucking does it. But this is like, because this just boils down to like Schwarzenegger just trying to survive at this point.
Yeah.
Because there's no way he can get out without killing this thing. It's pretty fucking hardcore.
Oh my god, he's so goddamn cool!
So yeah, he fights the Predator. It's just really cool. Like, he baits it by, like, screaming into the woods, covers himself with mud, builds a big bonfire to throw off its vision.
Yeah.
He's fighting it, and he's kind of kicking its ass. Like, his traps are working. Like, he's not prepared for it. The Predator can't quite see him. And then the Predator gets the one up on him because he hits the Predator with something. I think he hits him with an arrow or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
And he's bleeding out his leg. And the Predator, like, crawled. It looks like the Predator crawls into a hole and then came out the hole. And, like, Schwarzenegger, like, goes to the hole and he sees the dripping, glowing blood. And he's crawling in because he thinks he's got him. He's going to kill him. And then he notices the blood stops and, like, looks like there's more drops on the ground. And he's like, wait a minute. And the Predator, like, comes down from outside the tunnels, got him trapped. They scuffle, and then I think he falls in the water, and all the mud's gone.
Yeah.
But this is when the Predator decides, like, let's do this mano a mano. Like,
yeah,
this
was this crazy. Yeah, this is where we get, like, the...
The face.
Yeah, the face. You're and taking
one
off the
ugly motherfucker. Like, yeah, that whole thing. because he, like, takes the mask. The whole time he's wearing the helmet, he takes the helmet off, and you get the reveal of the Predator face, and it, like, roars at him, and he's just like, he says...
Pretty sure it's a lion roar, too.
You think so? Is it? Is
it? Yeah, it sounded like they kind of warped it a little bit to make it not sound, like... It
makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of how you do that sort of thing, right? You take something and you just warp it.
But I always wonder how they came up with, like, the appearance of, like, the Predator, because it clearly has dreadlocks. It's very, like, kind of has that tribal look to it.
Right.
Except for the face, of course.
The, like, face, the face is the is weird
like
thing.
An insect, like, type of, yeah, right. With the mandibles.
It has little pincers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. That always baffled me with the Predator design, because, like, they wear these cool helmets, right?
Yeah.
But, like, imagine if you wore a helmet that kept your mouth shut for days on end.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, maybe he's taking it off to sleep or something. I don't know. But, like, that just seems like it would be uncomfortable. Like, you know, Tony Stark wearing the Iron Man helmet, he can still talk.
Yeah.
The Predator face is like, those two pincers are like smooshed up against his mouth and like he can't move it. It just seems like a strange choice as far as design goes. It looks cool. It looks great. It's definitely like menacing, that like giant like gaping jaw like screaming at him.
Yeah, it's pretty much just as bad as like the alien, but...
It's definitely, yeah, it's like a more, it's like clearly a more intelligent alien. Like, the yeah. alien doesn't have eyes, it doesn't have anything like that, so like a xenomorph, that is. So it just like, it's like an animal.
Yeah.
Whereas this, like, you can see its face, like it is conscious of itself, like it yeah. knows.
And it's just like, fight me, you know?
Yeah, like, he's like, come on, fight me, and he's like, okay.
He's just and beating the shit out of...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in this hand-to-hand combat. But... How does he get the upper hand on the Predator? I forget. Because he's getting the bit, or he's getting the shit beat out.
He has his trap. Oh, he has one booby trap.
That's right. He does the Star Wars smash.
Does, but not before his failed, wicked looking bear thing, a bear trap thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because he made that thing with the spikes and he crawls. He's like, come on, kill me already. Come on.
Oh, yeah, and that fails.
And he sees the spikes and yeah. he's like, you think I'm an idiot? And then Schwarzenegger had one more up his sleeve and smashes him with the log.
Yeah, which is so good because that further shows, like, again, this creature is not like the alien where it's just a fucking animal and it's just like, chaotically just like
right well and I think it's weird up. It's weird it took till then to do this scene, because like it's like by this point in the movie I'm like, yeah, I get it, he's not an idiot. Yeah. Like he's like a hunter, like an ace hunter, he's yeah. not stupid. But yeah, it smashes him into the rocks and he's kind of dying and Schwarzenegger's just kind of like, what the hell are you? And he just kind of, that's, I think this is actually when he does the Billy laugh. I think I got it backwards.
Yeah.
Because he said, because I was waiting for this. Because in AVP, they have the stinking bomb on their wrist. And I'm like, this had to come from some part in this franchise. And sure enough, there it is. It starts beeping and it starts laughing. And Dutch is like, oh no. And like runs for cover. The thing explodes in this crazy huge explosion. Looks like a fucking nuclear bomb. Miraculously, Dutch survives, and he's rescued by the helicopter. Anna's there, and so I think the general is there as well. and then we get the last twist of this fucking movie, which has nothing to do with the plot, but it threw me the fuck off. They do that, like, Full House credit roll thing where they're like Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's like, ha, it's like Carl Weathers, and they all like do a thing at the camera. Dude, every movie should end that way. That was, I was like, oh, it's just gonna, credits are just gonna roll. No, everyone did a little cheeky thing to the camera and their name flagged up. It was fucking great. That was fantastic. This movie from start to finish was just fucking fun, and it was so well paced. Like, I was never bored in this film.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
But, Amber, what did you think of it overall?
I thought it was pretty good compared to other Predator movies that I have seen.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Where it just, like, the plot got away. But I felt like this movie was a lot better than the later iterations of Predator. Because it was very true to, like, what the Predator is.
Right.
And, like, what the Predator does. Whereas I feel like in later movies, like, it gets away from that. Like, I feel like it... I don't know why, but there's something about it where they just try to do too much with it, maybe. And this movie was, like, so simple. It was just like, here's the premise. Predator, gotta hunt. That's just what it... That's just within its nature. And... you know, like, these people, they either gotta fight or they just have to die. Like,
yeah,
they don't really have a choice. Like, there is no choice.
I think I think you point out really well is that this movie uses the Predator kind of sparingly. Like,
yeah,
obviously it is the driving force between the majority of this film. Like, there's at least maybe the first third of this movie has nothing to do with the Predator.
Yeah.
You just know he's around. And then the rest of the film is, like, all about surviving this thing, but it's invisible. You next to never see what it looks like. They only do glimpses of it.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, of course, it's tough watching this in, like, 2022 because it's like, oh, well, I've seen Alien vs. Predator. I know what a Predator looks like, so the reveal is, like, not as impactful. But this movie still managed to, like, make you feel what they're feeling. Like, the, you know, there's a scene where Carl Weathers gets a glimpse of what it looks like because the shimmer goes away. And he's just like, what the fuck? And, like, it goes back on, and then the Predator runs off. And it's just, like, I think it uses the Predator sparingly, and it also doesn't try to develop this whole, like, lore thing. That, I think, is the big, like, the Predator really went, like, into a whole new level of this whole, I mean, I don't know, I've never saw Predators, and, like, AVP tried to do this, but they had their own little thing, so it was, like, whatever. But with that, it was just, like, oh, the Predators, because what was it? The Predators genetically modify themselves,
yeah,
and they're trying to live on a planet or some shit. And there's all this cultural hierarchy crap going,
yeah,
on in there. And just, like, at the end of the day, I'm like, I don't really need all that. Because, like, you know, when you say, oh, well, it's in their nature, and I'm like, no, it's not. It's their culture, which I think is really interesting, but I don't need that explored,
yeah,
so much.
And I think the movie did a really good job with that, like, giving that, like, leaving some mystery,
mm-hmm,
like, behind, especially at the end when, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger's like, what are you?
Yeah.
And it just repeats the question back to him. And I'm like, yeah, because it doesn't really know what Arnold,
right,
is besides, like, this is a human. Like,
if even it got dropped off on a planet.
Exactly. And
to
they
hunt.
Were just like, here you go.
And,
like,
he saw these badasses.
Yeah,
yeah. He saw,
exactly,
these guys doing something. And he was like, those are worthy opponents. I'm going to hunt them.
Yeah.
And, like, went for, there's, we don't know why they're hunting or anything like that. We don't know why they drop him in. It's not like he was looking for Schwarzenegger, you,
yeah,
know. They just dropped him.
Like, why did they drop him in this, like,
yeah,
specific place?
Why did they drop him in, like, the,
yeah,
Middle East or
None
Russia
of those
or something?
Questions are answered, but that's fine. That's why I like those type of movies. It's, like, again, the thing. There are so many questions to that, and,
right,
none of it gets really answered, and it's just, like, yeah.
But it's, like, it's not the point, and the movie is not lesser for having those questions unanswered, I think.
Yeah.
And I think that's the really big thing with some of these, like, more classic movies like Predator, where it's just, like, this thing hunts, and it's really well done to show that it's not just, like, an animal. Like, it's not like the Xenomorphs where they just kill stuff to kill stuff. This thing is, like, hunting as a ritual, and we're shown it. We're shown that it uses different tactics to kill something, but that it's also taking trophies, or it's leaving, like, the skinned people. Like, it's doing things that, like, an animal wouldn't do. Like, an animal's,
yeah,
not gonna, like, rip the spine and skull out of a body and then just clean it and then be like, okay, cool, I'll put this on display. Like, they're not gonna do that. There's no point. It doesn't serve a purpose. But, like, when you see this, it's like, okay, this is, like, a ritual for this thing. Like, and you, it kind of makes it almost like a religious kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it feels like, oh shit, this thing will not stop until, like, it kills, it's done hunting. Like, it will,
yeah,
not stop till it's done, and then it gets to go home. And that's even from scene one. The ship doesn't land. They just poop him out on the planet. I mean, it's almost mirroring what happens, right?
Yeah.
He gets dropped off, and they basically said, we'll come pick you up when you're done. Schwarzenegger and the gang get dropped off, and they're basically told, you'll get picked up when you're done, and you get back to where,
yeah,
we tell you to. And, like, they're both in the same boat, except one party has no idea they're in this, like, game, as,
yeah,
it were. It's fucking great. It's, like, and it does all of that without saying a damn thing. It shows you two scenes, and you're like, oh, yeah, okay. I get it. It's hunting. Cool. I think it's insane. I can kind of, it's unfortunate that it actually, it's somewhat unfortunate. You know, I'm not sure if, I've heard some great things about Prey, for sure. But I'm not sure, you know, the other ones are exactly up to snuff of this movie. I think AVP was fun, but it was also, like, early 2000s.
Yeah.
You know, kookiness. Like, AVP 2 sucks ass. I hated that movie. Requiem or whatever. That movie stinks.
Yeah.
But yeah, one isn't the worst. It's like if The Thing met Predator and Alien.
Yeah, I just think usually the original is always better, right? And then when they keep making more and more, it just gets away from, again, what it's actually supposed to be about. And it gets worse, which kind of stinks. And that's why I'm hoping for when we watch Prey,
yeah,
it'll kind of be like, okay, let's get back to our roots.
Yeah. Well, because it's so elaborate.
Yeah.
Like, my whole thing is, it kind of goes into like, oh, when you're going to, you want to develop the Predator as a species or something, like a tropey species or something. It's like, okay, cool. But, you know, I don't care. I mean, it'd be cool. Like, what is Predator world like? But even in this movie, we were talking about it. Like, you were like, how do they see? And I was like, yeah. And like, he takes the helmet off and the vision's like worse.
Yeah, it's like, really bad.
It's still thermal, but it's worse. And I'm like, how the hell did this species build like seafaring or spacefaring technology, lasers and shit, if their entire visual spectrum is like based on heat? Because like, it's not like things are just like your phone, or maybe not your phone, but like the pieces that make up your phone are not just hot. Like, all the time.
Yeah.
You can't see them. How do you put them together? Like, that I don't understand. True.
Like, did they have to wear special,
like, right, do they have, like, other lenses? Or, yeah.
That's hilarious.
But then how do they make the other lenses? Like, that's the thing, is, like, where, or are they, like, you know, one of those aliens that kind of takes the technology from other aliens as they are encountered?
Maybe,
but you know what?
They got gifted by the engineers.
We'll see. And it's like, I don't need to know. And that's a good point, though. The engineers, like that whole concept, the aliens all came, the xenomorphs all came
again,
from
that
this.
All was probably at the same time. So I'm kind of just like, yeah, well, they.
Are you operating on the situation being like a shared universe? Like, you think Weyland-Yutani exists in Dutch's world? Like, you think that's a thing?
See, that's hard because, like, the way they filmed it, it was very much like America, like, during the 90s or 80s.
Yeah, late 80s.
Whereas, like, the other movies we've watched, it's a lot
you mean like
further
Alien.
Than that.
You mean,
that.
Like, Alien or Predator?
Even Alien. Mm. Just, like, Alien or, like, the newest Alien, like, movies. It's very much far, like, further into the future.
Yeah.
So... But yeah, I guess it could have like happened during that time.
You think, because this is something I've always been kind of interested in, is like someone somewhere, I guess Fox, decided, what if we just made the Alien and the Predator universes the same universe?
Yeah.
And then, you know, Prometheus obviously comes out and kind of maybe retcons this.
Yeah.
By like saying, well, no, the Predators didn't create the aliens to hunt. Like, the engineers made the aliens as, like, a weapon, but, like, didn't even really make the aliens. They're just, like, evolved. Alien Covenant is fucking stupid. Because
at first,
but,
I first watched Predator, I thought they were just another iteration of, like, the aliens.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you know how, like, there's alien and people, like, did that happen? No,
in Alien
vs. Like
Predator, the xenomorphs are, like, what if when a facehugger plus a human equals a xenomorph. And then the sequel establishes facehugger plus predator equals this other hybrid alien predator thing.
Yeah, and then with the Alien 3,
I think. Yeah, with the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of wacky, so I was just like,
yeah, it's
oh,
like, what
is
canon?
Like, yeah.
There's like 15 of these. Yeah, it all probably isn't really a thing. But if you were to build it, I kind of dig compared to the Prometheus version, I kind of like the AVP deal better. And like, even if you were going to be like, well, the engineers, right? Then I'd be like, you know, it'd be cool. Like, what if the engineers did create these things and then the predators, they just found it and they were like, oh, we can make the most huntable fucking thing.
Yeah.
And so they do it and they go to Earth and they do their fucking shit in Antarctica and whatever and all that crap happens. So like, by the time, you know, David and the gang are going on Prometheus to fuck about, you know, on whatever that planet is, and then later with what's it called, Alien Covenant. Like, it's
God,
all irrelevant.
The whole franchise got fucked.
Oh man, the whole thing's just fucking weird. That those two movies.
Because at the end, it doesn't
even
matter. They all die anyway. So
it all has to fix itself to get back to Ripley.
I feel like the Predators are just way smarter. They're just like, we're not going to deal with that. We're just going to like mind our own business and continue our.
Well, I think that's the other thing too. This movie is like clearly like I said this when we were watching it. It feels like a genre in and of itself because it has... It's an action movie themed as a horror... Or it's a horror movie themed as an action movie.
Yeah.
So it's really fucking strange. Yeah. Because it's like... Everything that happens is like a horror movie. But the people that are in the horror movie are all very competent. Mm-hmm. And they're all like warrior folks. So it's not like a... Oh no, what'll I do? It's like, all right, lock and load. Like, let's go. Like, and just like they solve the problem or at least fight back.
It makes it much more interesting because we're so used to like scientists or just like regular fucking people that don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And in this, it's just like, no, these are like men that were like basically bred to kill.
Even the Daniel Jackson character.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, there really is one. We didn't think there was going to be... I didn't think there was going to be one.
Yeah.
But then sure enough, there was. But he was still, like, a badass. Like, he was still able to, like, do the things. So it was just like, yeah. Oh, what? What? Who thought of this? This is brilliant. Like, why can't we do more hybrid things like this? Like, why is every horror movie have to be like, well, what type of horror is it going to be? Yeah. Right? Is it going to be... The gang runs into aliens, the gang runs into ghosts. It's like Scooby-Doo, right? It's like, oh, this week they're fighting a monster from a lake. Yeah. This week there's a ghost, you know? Whereas it's like, what if we just change who runs into a monster, right? And I think that is a cool thesis that this movie presents.
Yeah, and it's always, I've noticed like recently with horror movies, it's like, the what like propels like the plot is like people making mistakes.
Yep.
Oh, it's boy, always you're right. Like somebody like in the Alien movie.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody touched something they weren't supposed to touch.
Yeah.
And they got infected, and then they brought them back onto the ship, and like didn't quarantine. And it's just like, oh, like we already know how this is gonna play out, because these it's just people making mistakes, and then like, you know, shit happening or whatever.
Well, exactly. It's a comedy of errors.
Yeah.
A horror movie is just a comedy of errors in that it's scary.
Yeah.
But the only reason any of it happens is because somebody fucks up. Whereas in this, I mean, sure, the reason that they're there is Carl Weathers being kind of a dick and, like, tricking them. But the trick isn't the cause. Like, the Predator was already there. He would have hunted regardless. It's just the fact that he's hunting the guys we're following that is the issue. Like, that's it. They're going to get hunted by this Predator, even if they were there of their own volition. It doesn't fucking matter. And it kind of creates these, like, horror elements where they're being hunted, and you have this invisible-esque monster that has technology far beyond anything you have and is able to just, like, fucking kill all you guys as it wants. But the scary part is that it's not just trying to kill all of you. It's trying to hunt each of you.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I think elevates this movie from, like, a slasher that it easily could have been.
Yeah.
That I think other Predator movies kind of become to, like, what this is. I feel like this is its own thing. I really don't even know what else to compare
like
it to.
Like, the scene with Billy was, like, kind of, like, it was kind of chilling because they know, like, they're, like,
gonna
not
die.
Gonna survive. Yeah. Or the likelihood of surviving is, like, pretty low. And so he's just like, I'll give you more time, you know, to Arnold Schwarzenegger and the girl. And, like, you just hear him screaming off in the distance. And I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Like,
and he's just like,
Arnold's just like, oh, shit.
It's weird. So I learned the other day, though, that apparently that guy was, like, nuts. Like, the actor, like, he was, like, threatening to hurt people or kill people on set, and they had to, like, keep him away from everybody.
Oh, dang.
So I genuinely wouldn't be surprised if that scene was written in to be, like, if they shot that scene, like, later, or in, like, the middle of the whole shoot, and they're like, you know what? We're done. Billy, you can go home. We're gonna do this one scene. We change the script. We're gonna do this scene real quick, and then you can leave. And it's just this off-camera death scene for this dude. Who was kind of a nothing character in the final cut of this movie. Like, it's just, like, he's... They play him like he's this weird, spiritual Native American dude, but they never belabor it to the point where it's just, like, he just seems like a weird guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, there's something hunting us. And I'm like, okay, how do you know?
Yeah.
And he's just like, They don't even ask him that. They're just like, okay. And I'm like,
yeah, what? I feel like Anna's part was a lot more compelling because she told that story like all of the people in the village.
Well, how this happens regularly, like
where all the men would just like disappear and then the women would find their bodies like skinned. I was like, damn, that's like really compelling.
Right. But it kind of allows the viewer to build like their own sort of understanding of it, right? Like, oh, the predator only kept the skulls of the people that like fought back, right? Like he skinned the people he just killed. But when it's like the people that fought back, like he you know, took their skulls as trophies, like they were worthy or some shit. And so, you know, the fact that this happens, because what did she say? It happens during like the coldest winters or something like that. And it's like, okay, so this right there, you establish like this is a regularly occurring thing. The predators come to this part of the planet. So I guess that answers our question, why there? They just do. But like, they come to that part of the planet, they hunt in these jungles, and then they leave when they're done. And I guess if they find some worthy people, they keep their skulls as trophies or whatever. Like, you establish all of that with just story, like through the story. You don't have someone going, I am a predator researcher and I know all there is about predator culture. Like, and then he just rambles off bullshit on the screen.
Somehow Palpatine returned.
Well, I think it's always so hard to cover these action movies. You know, it's like we could talk about the action, but it's definitely something you got to see for yourselves. But with that all being said, Amber, any final word on this movie? And then your rating, and should people watch it?
So I would definitely give this movie like an 8.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah. So that I don't feels think it's fair. Like a 9 out of 10, but like I feel like it's up there for like a Predator movie. And I would definitely encourage people to like watch it, especially if they're into, like, because I feel like a lot of people have seen like the later iterations of Predator, like myself, especially if, like, this was in the late 1980s, as we said.
Yeah.
So like I don't think most people had like a chance to see it then, probably.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, well, first off, this was the first one, so there wasn't like Predator movies before this.
Exactly.
But I mean, yeah, if you saw it, it was in the theaters.
But I feel like the cult following came late, much later.
Oh, with a lot, with a lot of them, it's like, oh, the minute VHSs are available, it's like,
So, like, kudos to you if you actually saw it, like, in a movie theater and was like, well, this is
enough
amazing.
People did because they did make a sequel.
That's true.
You know, didn't have Schwarzenegger or anybody in it. But
I feel like I'm kind of on the side of, it's like with the Star Wars. Like, I didn't really get to watch, like, the original movies or the original trilogy, and that's why I liked the
prequels better.
But then once I actually got to watch like the originals, I was like, oh, this is actually really good. So that's why I feel like, you know, I would definitely encourage people to like watch the original Predator if they haven't.
Yeah,
but they've seen like, you know, AVP, yeah, even if you've or, seen like, the other ones, any of the other ones.
You know, I think because I was going to rate it, like, I was going to be like, 8.5. But now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, I don't really have a reason to rate it, like, low. Like, it's a 9 out of 10 movie to me. Like, this movie, I thought it was not going to be the style of movie I like. I don't usually care for the, you know, hoorah, we're doing Starship Troopers, but it's actually serious kind of type movies. But this was just, it wasn't that. It was an action movie skinned as a horror movie, and it was kind of cool. Like, it was just, it was cool that it wasn't all, it also wasn't you know, a bunch of meathead dummies running around a jungle just trying to fight a monster, right? Like, everybody was actually, for the most part, had some degree of depth to them. Like, you know, you have like, I think Mac, like that character clearly had like this heavy PTSD and was on like a vengeance train. You had, like, Dutch trying to keep the cool head, but he wasn't stupid. Like, he was like, okay, I'm putting together what's going on here. You had Carl Weathers, who's really trying, you can tell his whole, you can tell without them saying it, that his move was like, all right, like, if I can capture this thing, like, I don't, if I could just kill it, but take it in, like, we have cloaking technology and these lasers, this would be amazing. And, you know, he ends up getting screwed. But of course, they don't have to belabor that. It's just sort of implied, and then it happens. So I liked how, and then of course, like, Anna wasn't just like, oh, look, I am a pair of boobs running around the jungle with these guys. It's like she actually contributes to the plot, right? She says, like, hey, this is like a ritualistic thing, you know, and she could fight, but we kind of keep her from doing that, which is a little weird, but
well, it makes sense. Well, it actually kind of helps, though, because I always thought that the predator would just kill anything, like, on sight, and the fact that, like, she wasn't... Again, that's just adds another layer to this predator. Like, they're almost, like, conscientious about, like, people. Just like, oh, they don't have a gun? Well,
I'm they're not gonna... playing. They're not playing the game, so I'm not going to try to kill them. It's like, oh, okay, well,
which that's... Which is why I'm like, wow, maybe that's how all the women survive.
Well, it's just interesting because, like you just said, you know, we're adding all these layers to the predator. Like, we're building this culture around this predator. And I think that's the big difference between this movie and all the later Predator movies, is the later Predator movies say, you know, an AVP, they have an archaeologist read the wall, and he's like, well, according to this, thousands of years ago, the Predators came to Earth and hunted the Xena and did the whole fucking thing, and they do all this shit. And they just, like, rattle it off to you, the viewer, with maybe some cool cutscenes, and then it's done. Whereas this movie, they layer it on piece by piece as the film goes, to where by the end you understand that this is like a ritualistic exercise that the predators go through every, like, so many years or so. They do this thing and they clearly want to, like, hunt people. You can even go down to, like, there's some people they skin, but then there's these other people that they take their skulls. Like, that obviously has significance, and that they're not dumb monsters. They're actually, like, pretty fucking intelligent. You get all of that just from the plot, and I think that is just insanely well written for a movie to do that. Movies don't do that anymore. It feels like, at least not the big budget ones. There's always a scientist, like Amber said, or an archaeologist, or a expert, or a, you know, there's always that character that has experience with whatever they're talking about, who will rattle off to the audience and the other characters, this is what's happening in the movie, this is why it's happening. Now we don't have to worry about talking anymore. We'll just set up action scenes for the rest of the duration of the film. And it's just like, great. So I'm just going to watch it blow up for the next hour and a half because, like, we're done talking. You told me what's going on. Now I just watch it. And it makes for kind of a boring deal in some cases because eventually it starts feeling really stale. Or just felt, for a movie, of course, it's like, what, almost 40 years old? Yeah. Or more like 35 years old or whatever. It's just like, it felt very refreshing. Like, I was like, oh, wow, this is great. So, yeah, 9 out of 10. This movie did everything it wanted to do really fucking well, and it impressed the hell out of me. It's not perfect. I will say, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger's become a better actor. His line delivery, it's like, you're saying something important, but my God, could you have some emotion, Arnold? Jesus. Know. Like, even the Dylan, you son of a bitch. Like, that's kind of how it's delivered, and it's not... I'm like, wait, why? Oh, I guess they're friends. Okay, cool. Why are they holding their hands around? Oh, it's an arm wrestle. Okay, weird. All right, that's a strange thing to see, but fine. You know, we do that. I would absolutely say people should watch this. If for anything, just because, like, yeah, like Amber said, like, if you like Predator films or this, like, AVP-ish-verse. Because, like, I'm like you. I didn't see this till now. You know, I never saw this one. I never saw the second one. I think the first Predator movie I ever saw was probably AVP.
Yeah.
And I think that came out, what, like 2007, 2004, something like that. So it's a long time ago. And, you know, it wasn't exactly nostalgic. Like, me and my friends thought it was super cool, but, like, it wasn't like it was, like, a good movie. Like, I don't think any of us would be like, oh, AVP's like my favorite fucking movie.
I feel like it was that type of movie that was playing all the time on Sci-Fi,
dude, channels. Sci-Fi or FX or something. FX. AVP.
Oh yeah, all FX the time. All the time, and then they would talk about the
making of the movie. It would be this big thing, a jumping off the Freddy that versus Jason train. X-Men. Yep, X-Men. It was always X-Men 3 and the
The shittiest one.
The shittiest one. The shittiest one, and then they would play AVP, and it's like, ugh. But no. Speaking of FX, Amber, what are we doing next week?
So next week, as you all know, we're doing our double feature. So we just did Predator, the Predator from 1987. And so next week we're going to be doing Prey, which just came out on Hulu and everybody's like raving about it. So we'll see whether that rave is deserved.
Yeah. Does it hold up to the original Predator here, or is it gonna be poop? But yes, that's a produced by like FX on Hulu or whatever the heck it is. So I'm kind of curious. I'm really curious now that you mentioned like, oh, they always show the worst ones. It's like, has their tune changed? Because a lot of the FX stuff, like what we do in The Shadows, Archer, a lot of stuff is good. It's either comedy or it's. I personally think Disney's aiming to take the HBO spot with their Hulu FX stuff. But we'll talk more about that next week when we dive into Prey. And until then, I am one of your hosts, Thomas.
I am.
And this is So What Happens Next. We'll see you guys next week.